Hey guys, welcome back to the Wrestling Podcast. It's me, your host, Emma Sherlock, and we're here with Chase Horn. Welcome back. How are you doing, Chase?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Will, how about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited to talk to Chase Horn, who just recently won. Who's number one?
Yeah. So, Will, start us off.
Okay. So let's get started talking about who's number one a little. When did you get a call or an email saying you're invited to who's number one? And what was, like, kind of your first reaction after you got invited?
Yeah, so after I beat Hayden Copas, who was originally the number one kid heading into the summer, you know, I talked to some of the Flow guys, and I DM'd some of the Flow guys, and they, you know, I said, you know, where's my ticket, and, you know, after that, but probably about a month after that, maybe a few weeks to a month, they texted me and said, hey, we want you to wrestle against Keontae Hamilton October 3rd. And I said, sign me up. I'm ready.
Yeah. Awesome.
I was pretty excited about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, wasn't it in Texas, right?
Yeah, it was in Austin, Texas. Yeah.
Yeah. So how did the travel work with going there? Did your family have to cover all the cost, or did Flow help out with that? How did that work?
Yeah. Flow, they paid for my flight there, flight back, my hotel room, everything. My parents had to pay for their own stuff, but you know, Flow paid for my meals, everything. It was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Awesome. So, we saw that you got some pretty awesome swag on Instagram.
Yeah.
So you got like some wrestling bag. Did they give you any other free swag when you were there?
No, they gave me I got the bag, which is pretty dope, and then the two piece. You got to keep all that, and they gave me and they sent me a pair of shoes to wrestle in.
Was this the rudest ones you were wearing? Yeah. The turquoise.
Yeah, the rudest. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Those. Yeah. They sent me those. It was just like a $140 pair of shoes, so I was like, sweet, I'll take it for free.
Yeah, definitely.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to be wearing those, that two-piece from now on, maybe?
I don't know. I probably won't wear it much. I might, you know, frame it or something for the memories, but I don't know. Okay. I'll definitely be repping those shorts. Those shorts are dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be one of your practice outfits, some showcase camp or something. You gotta bring out the who's number one stuff.
I have to whip it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what preparation did you do? Any preparation specifically for this match, or did you watch any film, or were you just like, I'm going in there, I don't care what he got, I got what I got?
Yeah. So going in, I kind of knew, you know, Keontae was a tall dude. It was athletic. That was about the basis of what I knew. Coach Carr, he broke down some film and stuff, and you know, we worked on little positions. You know, Noah had wrestled him twice last year, so we kind of knew some stuff. I mean, I didn't specifically watch any film over him, but you know, those guys helped me out with little stuff, but I didn't change much up. No.
Yeah.
Were there any positions you were keying on, like, I don't know, like front hand lock, were you trying to get your defense or anything, or no?
Yeah, well, I think I worked a lot. I knew I had to be quick on top because I know he liked to grab wrist and, you know, tilts and put legs in and whatnot. So I knew he was long, and so I know I had to be quick on my reversal. You just keep moving on bottom, can't sit still. I think that was the main thing. One of the main things that we worked on.
Yeah, awesome. Definitely. Now, so let's get on to Flo's predictions on you versus Keontae's match. No one picked you to win. What were your thoughts about this? And did it kind of like fuel you, okay, I'm going to go out here and destroy this guy?
I didn't see that until like the day before. And I was like, dude, I mean, I figured at least a few would pick me, but
yeah,
I was just like, you know, they haven't seen me wrestle, and they probably haven't seen me wrestle since Super 32, like a year ago. They don't know the levels I've made. So I didn't judge them too much, but I knew for a fact I was better than them, you know, in my head, which, But, you know, it's not, I mean, I can understand. He had a great season last year. He was, you know, he won preps, everything. So, I mean, I can understand that, you know, they haven't seen me wrestle in a while, but.
Yeah. I saw an interview, you said that you thought he was the underdog in your head.
Yeah.
What do you got to say? What like, to explain that.
Yeah, so I've been telling Coach Carr that for the whole time. I was like, he's ranked number one, but in my head, I think I'm the best kid in the country. You know, I think I can beat whoever steps on the mat, you know, as long as I score points and wrestle good. So that was kind of my mindset. This is my mindset going into every match.
Yeah, definitely. Now that you're the number one ranked wrestler in the country, the baddest high school kid on the planet.
Right.
Has your mindset really changed at all from,
no.
I think, being like the 18th ranked wrestler last year?
Nah, last year.
Yeah, not much has changed. I know I have to keep working hard, keep outworking everyone. Because, you know, I beat the kids now, but now I want to dominate the kids. You know, maybe not have the matches be so close. Maybe, you know, widen the gap. I want to keep working hard, even harder now. Just to maintain, or not maintain, but push further.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, both you and Keontae wrestled at 220 last year. What did you weigh in at? And also, I saw Keontae look pretty big when I saw him. Yeah. How big was he?
So, Keontae weighed in at 263, I think. So, I actually weighed in with my shirt, shoes, and I had a backpack on with everything. I just stepped on the scale, and I think it was 250. With all that, so that was, you know, at least 8 pounds of stuff.
Yeah.
Probably more off the bag. I had, you know, several pairs of wrestling shoes and stuff. And I had my tennis shoes on, so I walk around at like 240-ish.
Yeah.
Should have weighed in with the
KFC.
Yeah, I should have. That would have been good.
Yeah. That's what what's his name did, Travis. Yeah.
All right. So. Your walkout was, I forget what the song's called, but the devil.
Some country song. Some country song.
Yeah, the fiddle.
I don't know country song.
The devil. And so, why do you pick that song?
I don't know. I wanted something like with Georgia in it, because, you know, I want to represent Georgia, so. I like the fiddle in it. Yeah. It was me fiddle in it, so I figured that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
I was watching Keontae's dad. So his like live perspective, he was like, "Oh, I like this music for you." he liked your music. I was like, oh, okay. It's pretty fun. I think a lot of people liked your music.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty fitting walkout song.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Okay, yeah. So right before a minute approaches in the match, Keontae shoots a high crotch. You get like sprawl position. You're chasing the ankle, and then he gets you into a crackdown, and you get some type of scramble. He's trying to step over. What are you thinking in that position? How are you staying calm on your hip? Explain that position.
So I'm kind of always I find myself in that position a lot. I think in that position it shouldn't have ended up in a scramble. I think it's just. Should have kept my hips down and put my hip down a little bit more and kept pressure on it and slowly circling instead of, so I try to scoop the ankle way too early. So when I tried to do that, that took pressure off of him. And that was what's Abraham lift my leg and make us get in that scramble. So looking back on it, I probably should have kept my hips down and slowly kept on circling. But, you know, I'm glad I came out on top on that, but yeah, I've put myself in those scramble situations all the time at practice. So I'm still comfortable there, even though we got in that position. But yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So second period, 35 seconds left. You went for a mat return, and it looked like you kind of slipped, and you kind of put like Keontae kind of got in like a reversal position with the power half. What happened there? And were you like ever panicking in that situation?
So, they hit me for stalling right then. I was like, man, I got a mat return this dude. I was just sloppy mat return, or mat return attempt, and you know he got in that position. But I was like, okay, I'm still fine in this right here. I'm just gonna get my two reversal and act like nothing happened. So
yeah,
you played it off pretty well. Get your hips back up and got the reversal. Yeah. So another more action happens in that period with 10 seconds left. Keontae hits a Granby and gets escape, and looks like he, I don't know, runs you over, gets a takedown some way. This put the match in one. Describe what happened in those last final 10 seconds, and is there anything you wish you could do better? And what are you thinking going to that third period now the match is close?
Yeah, so in that position, I guess I got a little lazy there. I mean, I figured 10 seconds. He was kind of chilling out. I mean, I was kind of chill, so I was like, all right, that's cool. I'll ride off. But so he hit this changeover into a Granby, and it was a good chain wrestling by him. I mean, it was hard to stop. I think looking back on it, I should have just given up the one and kind of backed out. But you know, I got a little lazy on my knees. But I mean, that was a good transition for him for sure. He's quick, but I should have just only given up the one, or maybe follow his hips better. But
yeah. So I have a question. So in the third period, he picked the bottom. Were you ever deciding that you were gonna cut him because you had that stalling call, or like, I don't know, what were you thinking right before that third period?
Coach Carr told me heavy ride. I was like, all right, for sure. So I felt like I was doing a decent job on top. I knew I could ride him out if it came to it, and you know, he was gas. So you know, I kind of wanted to keep the pressure on him, but that tilt opened it up. So I took it, and then put me in the lead. So
that was the next question. The third period, you hit a tilt for two back points, which was basically the turning point of the match or the third period. Most heavyweights are not hitting tilts, you know. So what do you have to say to people saying big man can only do their half Nelson? You know, grab the wrist. Wait, they can't turn. Not a lot of people think heavyweights can do tilts. What do you got to say to that?
Yeah, I think me and Keontae kind of was a good first match for the heavyweights. That was the first one. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of scrambles, a lot of, you know, he had a Granby, like you said, there's tilts. I mean, I think it was 10-6, it was a pretty action-packed, you know, match for heavyweights.
Yeah, I think that was probably the top three high scoring. A lot of the matches were close. You guys scored a lot of points.
We scored points. We both looking scored the whole time, but yeah, I mean, me and Keontae, we're kind of, you know, we're always looking to score points. He's an athletic kid. So yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, let's kind of talk about like towards the end of that match. He kind of gotten on a lazy shot, and you you circled around and you got your two. With like what 10 seconds left?
Yeah, 10 seconds.
His head was on the ground, just kind of like done. What were your thoughts then when like I'm the baddest high school kid on the planet?
Yeah, so when I got that takedown, I was still like you know want to wait the timeout, because you know in that position you're kind of like, all right, what if he tries to do some kind of weird roll here and try to get five?
Yeah,
that's always in your head. But you know, when that got done, I mean, I felt basically the same, because I kind of had the – in my mind the whole time, I felt like I was the best kid in the country. You know, I felt like I put in the work. So, I mean, it didn't change much. It was just good to see how other people viewed me, you know, how I viewed myself.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I heard your coach, Gerald Carr, yelling from the sidelines, or what do you ever call it? Not sidelines, coaching corner, whatever you want to call it. What was it like having him down in Texas coaching you at that match?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, Coach Carr's been on my side since I was six. He's awesome. He's one of the greatest influences in my life. You know, he's, you know, for Georgia wrestling, you know, it's not known much, but, you know, he was a Minnesota All-American, or Minnesota Big Ten finalist at Minnesota. So, I mean, he knows what he's doing. He's helped me throughout my career. You know, I can't say enough good things. So, I was glad he was able to be in my corner and help me out and help me throughout the weekend with the warm-ups and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Now, So, I saw you and Keontae are signed, both signed up for Super 32 in the same bracket. Do you expect that rematch? And have you looked at anyone else in that bracket?
People have told me, I know he'll be there. I know Copas will be there. So, you know, 1, 2, 3 kids on the same bracket. And I think there's a few other kids in the top 10. It's definitely gonna be a loaded bracket, which I expect at this time. You know, I haven't been tournaments in a while, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna wrestle, go out there and wrestle hard and put up some points like I always do.
Yeah. Is there anything you're looking to do better against Keontae or Copas after you just wrestled them in the past 2.5 months?
I just want to widen that gap, you know, score some more points. There's a few little critiques I've made, but on top and whatnot. But yeah, I'm feeling good. As long as I keep my feet moving and my hands moving and scoring points, I should be good.
Yeah. So
yeah,
you wrestled Hayden Compass and Keontae. Who do you think would take that match if they wrestled?
I don't know. If I just had to assume, I would assume they'll be the 2 and the 3 seed, which I don't know. I don't know how the criteria is, but I mean, if I had to guess, that would be the 2 and 3 seed. So maybe we'll see that match. That's a really odd matchup. That's a match I'm looking forward to watching for sure.
Yeah.
That seems like a fun match. Yeah, that'd be a good match.
Yeah, for sure.
You got a big, really heavy wrestler, and you got a really athletic wrestler. So, I think it's a really good match.
I think Copas is going to be a little bit more light on his feet, moving a little bit more. When I wrestled him, he weighed at 310, I think, and so I have to be at 285.
So I think he'll be
a little bit lighter, moving a little bit better. So I got to be ready for that.
Yeah. Now let's talk about Copas. You said you weighed in at 310, right?
Yeah, he weighed at 310. It was a summer tournament, so there was unlimited heavyweight.
Yeah, so that was at Grand River Rumble, which is where you beat him at the time was number one.
Yeah.
And then you beat him. But what did you notice that size difference like immediately off the bat?
Yeah, so that was my first tournament at heavyweight, and I wasn't used. I mean, it was a different. It's just a different feel with those guys, you know. Rather than being, rather than being a 220, you know, it's just a different feel. The guys are a lot bigger, a lot stronger. It was a different feel. I got still adjusting to it, and actually, right after Copas, I wrestled the number 10 heavyweight. Right now, Harley Andrews, he's from Oklahoma kid, and he's kind of a slimmer guy, more athletic kid. So it was good to have, you know, both those. I think he's probably weighing less than me. He's a skinny guy. He's ranked number 10 at the moment. So I wrestled him right after Copas.
Nice.
So this guy shows you how much, you know, diversity there can be in heavyweights.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've had an action-packed summer wrestling 10. The one at the time, another one, and now you're the one.
Yeah.
What was the summer like? What was the summer like wrestling all four, you know, top 10 guys and showing that you are the number one heavyweight in the country?
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like I've always been the best kid in the country. I mean, I go out there and just put up some points. I feel like I work hard, you know, I do the right things, and I know that it'll come my way, you know. I work hard and every day try to get better.
Definitely. So, going into your match with Copas, what were kind of your thoughts? And were people, like, saying anything to you? Like, oh, this kid's good. This kid's number one. I don't think you're going to be able to beat this kid.
Jackson Smith was on my team. He had the number one or the number two kid at 195, Tate Piccolo. So I was like, man, why don't we just – both go ahead and knock off these number one kids and make us number one. And he was like, yeah, let's do it. He didn't quite get the job done, but he wrestled hard. I think it was a 2-point match with him. But, you know, I felt I was awesome. I was pumped that he was at the tournament. I didn't even know he was going to be there. But I was pumped that I got to wrestle him, you know, kind of want to test myself at heavyweight, and worked out in my favor.
Yeah. So I had this question that we skipped. So last time we talked to you, you talked about Gerald's son, Bryce, and how much respect you have for him and his work ethic. Have you wrestled him recently, and how are those goes going? You getting any takedowns on him, or what? What's happening?
Yeah, so I haven't got a chance to put my hands on him yet. He's up coaching at University of Cumberland's, and or Cumberland University in Tennessee, I think. So I haven't got to wrestle him yet. But he came down the other weekend and we drilled together, but that was about it. We didn't get any live goes. I think he's dodging it.
Yeah, he's dodging you.
Yeah.
What's the prediction? What's the prediction? If you guys wrestle with Matt, what's happening?
Oh, I'm going straight lat drop. Easy. He's too light. He's too light. I'm going to gain too much weight.
All right. Yeah, that's what we like to hear.
So, Emma, you want to say this
two
one?
Two or something. Yeah, I got it. So two or something weeks before, I don't know, some type, couple weeks before who's number one, you committed to NC State. Talk about this commitment, and what do you look to do for NC State in the future?
Yeah, so NC State, they not too far from home. You know, they feel like a great fit for me. You know, one of the best. You have a great heavyweight tradition there. You know, I have great practice partners to practice with. They have a great team culture. It felt like they checked all the boxes, and it felt like I honestly, you know, I was talking to my dad before I came in. I was like, man, I don't see myself going to any other of these schools that I'm looking at. You know, honestly, I think NC State's the only school I could actually see myself at for the next, you know, 5 years. I can't see myself at these other schools.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I felt like it was the right decision. You know, I talked to the coaches, and, you know, they taught me, and they were stoked, and it just all worked out.
Yeah.
Now, I'm up on Flow right now, and you're currently 14th pound for pound for Flow Wrestling's rankings. Do you have any goals to get that number one spot, or
it doesn't matter. The rankings don't matter too much to me. You know, it's obviously pretty cool that I'm getting recognized, but rankings don't matter too much for me. You know, I think I just got to keep doing my thing, and, you know, hopefully. I mean, it would be cool, obviously, to be up there, but I think, I mean, 14 pound per pound is pretty cool, but,
you know, yeah. Pretty good.
Ladder.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, so your practice partner, Noah Pettigrew, that you've been practicing a lot this summer, committed a few weeks before you committed to North Carolina State, and he committed to North Carolina. Was there any factor to committing NC State, as they are very close to each other, or was that just like a bonus now that you're still going to be close?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you know, we've been close our whole lives, our whole wrestling career, so it was obviously an added bonus, but, I mean, I that wasn't my say. I think I would have gone to NC State either way. I mean, I think you would have gone to UNC either way. I mean, I think those colleges both just fit us, and I think we had no doubt that those were the colleges that it went. So,
yeah,
definitely. So, now that you've kind of knocked off Keontae and Copus, are there any other heavyweights that you're kind of looking forward to wrestling, knocking them off too?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I can't really think of any top of my head. I know there's a sophomore, Jimmy Mullen. He's ranked pretty high. He's a young kid. And he's athletic. You know, a lot of slick stuff. But I think he's definitely someone.
Yeah, he's six right now.
Yeah, that's the name. I don't know, that's the name that's coming off the top of my head. But that's something I'd, you know, really looking forward to.
And there's Cole Deary from Malvern.
Cole Deary, yeah. He's from Malvern. He's good,
too. I saw you were warming up somebody from Malvern. What's his name? Feldman. What do you think of his performance?
Dude, Feldman's an awesome guy. Feldman's one of the best kids I've ever been around. Just like, he has a great personality. He's always smiling. He's always saying positive words. I mean, honestly, I can't say good enough stuff to describe him. He's a good kid, and he works hard, and he showed he won 13-5 against a world team member.
Yeah.
Committed to Oklahoma State. But yeah, so I mean, he's obviously really good.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I don't really think that score showed the damage that Feldman did to him. Feldman just destroyed.
He laid it on him.
Yeah, he put it on.
Yeah. Was there any other matches that stuck out to you? For who's number one? Name your top three.
Yeah, I like that match a lot. I like Jordan Williams versus Jesse Mendez. I know both those guys are both really, really good people. You know, some of my friends, but they both looked outstanding that match. I like Seth Schumann. He's one of my good buddies. You know, him versus Tate Piccolo, just like Tate. I mean, Seth just kept coming with attacks, and and Piccolo just defended every single one. It was awesome. I mean, they were going at it. That was a great match.
Yeah.
Did you watch the what's his name? Peterson and Titus.
I think that was a few before mine, so I was kind of more warming up. But I knew there was a bunch of scrambles and stuff in it.
Yeah, we're about to. I think soon we're gonna interview what's his name soon, Dean.
The person
who won. That match was pretty. It was like 8-9. It was a scramble, so it was a pretty nice and fun match to watch.
Yeah, definitely. So Chase, I have a question. You said you know Jesse Mendez a little. Now, so who do you think is going to take this match? Shane Van Ness or Jesse Mendez?
Man, Shane Van Ness is awesome. And he's a great wrestler. He's so fun to watch. Yeah, but I think
he's number one pound for pound right now.
Yeah, I think if he's got to come, he's got to be 100% if he's going to, you know, challenge Mendez. I think if he – one little slip, I mean, I think – that's going to be a great match, but I think Vanessa needs to be 100% when he wrestles him, because I think Mendez will give it to him.
Yeah.
If he's not.
Mendez is a scrapper. His match against
Mendez is a scrapper.
Yeah, against I think Joel Vanderveer. That match was crazy.
That match was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was it like watching all the matches? Was it fun? Like, that, I guess that was a huge bonus, too, again, who's number one. You get to watch those matches in person. You get to see the sweat, the hands in their neck, the clubs, you know. What was it like?
We actually didn't get to watch, like, live. I mean, we warmed up in this room, and, like, the matches were in the room across the curtain. So we didn't get to watch. It was, like, a TV, and we were, like, kind of all huddled up there. Yeah, all the wrestlers and coaches were, like, all huddled up in this one TV. They were watching like that, but it was a good experience too. Like all the, you know, just being around all these guys and, you know, just watching it like it's any other match.
Yeah. What do you think of Chittum's heavy blows? Man, clubs, like.
Yeah, he was, I think he was two matches after me, so I was still kind of cooling off. I didn't watch much of it, but I think he kind of gave Henson all he wanted.
Oh, yeah. Henson. That's another match that Henson made it seem close, but that match was Chittum
like
dominated. And we're trying to get Chittum on soon.
Yeah, yeah. Chittum agreed. We're just finding a date.
Yeah,
we're getting all the who's number one guys. Starting with our favorite though, Chase. We gotta get our favorite on though first.
That's right.
Chase
on.
Horn.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, Will, you got anything else for Chase?
So I have one more. After your match with Keontae, did you talk to him at all after?
You know, we were kind of talking all weekend. You know, he's a good person. You know, he's a great guy. We were kind of talking all weekend, just a little small talk. But he said, see you in 3 weeks after the match. And I was like, all right, I'll see you then. And that was kind of it.
Is there anything – what are you predicting the score is going to be wherever you guys face, if that would be the finals or wherever it is?
I'm not sure. I know I'm at I know my goal is going to be score as much points as possible. I don't know about a prediction. I don't know. But I
scoring points?
Scoring points, that's all. As many points as I can put up. That's my prediction.
Yeah, definitely.
Chase, I think that's all we have for you, Chase. Thank you so much. You know, we had to get you on here because you're your favorite wrestler always. We've ever interviewed, in my opinion. Always. So, definitely. Thank you. Good luck at Super 32. Hope you
appreciate it. Come up
victorious on that and your college career at NC State.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I'll see y'all.
See you, Chase.
See ya.
Have a good one.